Coming up in the second half of Outlook, the Rwandan women weaving tapestries to overcome the trauma of war.
The first things we embroidered were scenes of everyday village life, traditional objects and the beautiful landscapes of Rwanda. They were scenes full of joy.
Christiane Wagate tells us how embroidering together has stitched wounds and woven friendships across ethnic divides. Hello, I'm Jo Fidgen and you're with Outlook. You could say that this programme is all about the rich tapestry of life. But our next story takes that idea quite literally. Christiane Wagate has, with her embroidery, given a new lease of life to many women who together have created something remarkable. Christiane told us through an interpreter about her craft.
C'est vraiment un art qui est beau.
Embroidery is an art and it's so beautiful. You have to learn how to weave the threads, how to bring every tiny detail into life, how to work with colours and shadows.
There have been many shadows in the lives of Christiane and her team of embroiderers. They meet in a workshop in Rutongo, a village in the hills outside Kigali, the capital of Rwanda. These are women who survived the Rwandan genocide of 1994, 100 days in which 800,000 people were slaughtered. Most of those killed were Tutsis, set upon by Hutus. These days, Rwandans aren't meant to say which ethnic group they belong to, but it takes a special person to pull both threads together.
Il y a aussi des Tutsis que des Hutus, mais on est Rwandais, on a la même carte.
There are Hutu and Tutsi working together here, but we don't like to talk about ethnicity anymore. We are all Rwandais.
Les broderies, c'est un travail collectif. D'abord, je fais la
you see, embroidery is a collective project. You first draw a sketch of what you'd like to make, then you add all the details, and then it's a team effort. You start by putting the threads together and then weave the whole painting.
And the paintings are wonderful, vibrant depictions of everyday life. Men haggling over long-horned cattle at a market, headscarved women working in the fields. You can see some of the tapestries on our Facebook page. There's one, my particular favourite, I think, of a gorilla against a backdrop of bamboo. Another of children taking part in a milk ceremony. They're never signed by individual artists. All of them are the work of many hands.
Une femme peut travailler sur une pièce pendant deux mois.
It takes a long time to make a single piece, sometimes up to 2 months. When you're working on a piece as a group, you get to know each other. And you can see the beauty of the piece emerging day by day. You fall in love with the work that you're doing.
Christiane is the kind of person who falls in love with a lot of things.
I have a lot of things on my plate all the time. I am an entrepreneur. I work in fashion. I have my own boutique. I'm also a chef, a gardener, and I do a bit of art myself. I'm self-taught in all these disciplines.
En fait, j'étais passionnée par la mode.
I've always loved fashion. When I was a teenager, I loved making my own dresses. I would go to the market, pick the fabric, and then I would go to the tailor and explain exactly what I wanted.
Those teenage years were spent in Burundi, actually. Her family had moved there from neighbouring Rwanda.
I was born in Burundi and I grew up there. I'm a Tutsi and my family fled Rwanda after the riots in 1959. When I was 20, I moved to Romania to study hotel management. When I was there, I observed that women would do embroidery. I got interested in that, and I learned how to do it. I love it. It's such an amazing form of art, and it involves so many skills.
Donc, les troubles ont commencé et...
Unfortunately, it wasn't a great time to be in Romania. When I was there, the Ceausescu regime fell, and I was forced to leave. I moved to Germany, where I managed to get an apprenticeship at a fashion designer's boutique. That's where I learned everything I know about style and dressmaking. After that, I moved back to Burundi, where I opened my own boutique.
And that's where she was when Rwanda unraveled in April 1994 and neighbour turned on neighbour, intent on bloodshed.
J'étais préoccupée parce qu'il y a, il y a...
We were incredibly worried. I still had family in Rwanda. Some of my close relatives were killed in the genocide.
Christiane wanted to help rebuild her shattered homeland. And soon after the war, she moved.
Je ne sais pas, c'était...
It was incredibly sad. It's hard to find words to even describe it. There were still bodies in the streets. It's hard to understand how human beings could carry out such atrocities. Neighbors killing each other with machetes. It was horrendous.
Bah, à Kigali, donc c'est...
We didn't have a house in Rwanda anymore, so we decided to settle in the capital, Kigali, and to have a fresh start there. Nothing was working at the time. There was no electricity. I realized I couldn't keep doing what I was doing in Burundi and open a shop. So I decided to start from scratch with a completely different business. I've always been passionate about cooking. So I opened a restaurant and ran it for 2 years.
In 1997,
I finally managed to reopen my boutique. And that's when the embroidery project started as well.
She hadn't planned it. It was an idea that came to her on the road to Rutongo, where Christiane was heading to visit a relative.
On the way there, I saw stores where women were selling their embroideries. Little things, little kitchen towels. I knew that a group of Belgian nuns had introduced embroidery in Rwanda in the 1980s. But it wasn't artistic at all. It was simple stuff, like decorating napkins and pillowcases. So I stopped and bought some of these items, and I got a chance to talk to the woman who made them. I told them how much I love embroidery and asked them if they had any professional training, and I offered my help. I told them we could start working together. So we decided to meet up at a local church and we fixed the date.
Christiane told the women to bring with them the best samples of their work, and she expected a couple of people to show up.
À ma surprise, quand je suis arrivée, il y avait beaucoup de femmes, il y avait...
I was shocked to see how many people had turned up. There were probably 50 or 60 women, and girls as well, all coming from nearby villages. Unfortunately, I had to tell them I didn't have the resources to help all of them. I told them I'd start with a small group of approximately 15 women, and that I'd train them for 5 or 6 months. I picked those whose work showed attention to detail, those who had the potential to become good embroiderers.
Christiane managed to get the funding together for the materials and a small salary for the 15 trainees.
For me, it was just a charity project. But then I saw how talented these women were. I did everything I could to help them. I rented a room at a local church and we would meet there 3 times a week. We call Rwanda the country of 1,000 hills. Where some of the women lived in remote villages up on those hills and had to walk for hours to get to the meeting. Most of these women were widows or orphans. They had no way to make a living. They all came from a poor background and didn't get any chance to study. They lived off the food they would grow in their allotments. They couldn't travel outside of the region because even if the war was over, people were so traumatized. They were so scared to leave the area.
Au début, j'ai commencé d'abord avec ce qu'il y a autour de nous, donc la vie.
The first things we embroidered were scenes of everyday village life. People harvesting in the fields, the local market, or wedding with people sharing food and having fun. We'd also portray animals, traditional objects, and the beautiful landscapes of Rwanda. It was scenes full of joy. I think it was a way for us to overcome the horrors of the war and learn to find beauty in life again. I truly believe that learning embroidery together was also a form of therapy. At the beginning, the women didn't want to talk about the genocide at all. It was about 3 months after we started working together that the first stories started to emerge while we were weaving. We also had what we call our social afternoons. Once a week, we'd organize a potluck lunch where people could relax and talk about their experiences. By the end of the training, we were like a family.
Christiane began to notice a change in the women who attended the workshops.
Même le fait de quitter la maison et de rencontrer les autres.
Coming to the workshop meant they had to put a nice dress on and get out of the house. It was a way to encourage self-care.
And on top of that, it was a way to make an income. The skills the women learned proved profitable.
I started selling their pieces in my shop in Kigali. At the beginning, it was really hard. Hand embroidery is not something you buy every day. But luckily, by word of mouth, the project became known in Kigali and abroad, and people started buying more and more items. We also established a solidarity fund for the group. I started myself with the equivalent of $500. And every month, the women would put what they could in the fund. That money would be available for any kind of emergency, for example, to pay for the education of the women's children. I'm happy that this project has helped so many women become more independent.
The group's been meeting for 23 years now. Christiane has trained around 90 women who have woven thousands of artworks, some of which have been exhibited in galleries in Washington and New York.
C'est difficile à juger parce que chaque fois je tombe amoureuse de pièces.
I can't tell you which one is my favorite. There are so many I fell in love with. Sometimes I like them so much I don't want to sell them.
Christiane is proud of what they've achieved so far, and she's adamant that not even a global pandemic is going to stop them.
Now that we're in isolation, we can't meet face to face anymore. But we talk on the phone all the time, and we send each other pictures so we can keep working together. My dream is to start a foundation and teach younger generations to do embroidery, so that they can then train other women as well. It's a fantastic way to sustain yourself and the community as a whole.
Christiane Rwagate, founder of the Savan Rotongo Kabuye Embroidery Workshop, creating beautiful artworks and solidarity. This is Outlook.